Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And it is an all-caller show today. We don't need any politicians or experts. We have each other. Let's talk. And let's do some 2012 likes and dislikes next. What did you like on Facebook this year? What did you give the official thumb up to? 212-433-WNYC. On YouTube, you can thumb up or thumb down a video, right? Did you do that with anything? 212-433-9692. Or beyond Facebook and YouTube, what did you see or do or read or listen to this year that you want to tell the other listeners is either worth doing or not worth doing? 212-433-WNYC. Was there a movie? Thumb up or thumb down? 3D? Like or dislike? Was there a TV show, a museum visit, a book you read, a concert you attended? Like or dislike? 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. How about an app you got for your phone or your tablet? We can definitely take good apps and bad apps. 212-433-9692. Was there a trip you took? You can like or dislike a place you went to in 2012. Help others decide to go there or not. 212-433-9692. And what about any other kind of experience? Like or dislike your kids' preschool? Like or dislike the new route you take to work? Like or dislike the new model of car or bike or phone that you got? Like or dislike Instagram's new privacy policy? Like or dislike something in 2012? Call us up and share it. 212-433-WNYC. We'll put you on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with an all-caller show today. We don't need any politicians or experts. We have each other. Let's talk. And we're going to do some 2012 likes and dislikes for a few minutes now. And then we're going to finish up. Don't call with these yet, but you can put some on the site if you want. We're going to finish up with what made you laugh in 2012. So this just could be a list of stuff that made you laugh in 2012, or it could be an actual joke that you heard in 2012, and we'll do those in a few minutes. But first, was there a movie, a TV show, a museum visit, a trip you took, an app, anything that you liked or disliked this year? Thumb up or thumb down to something on Facebook, something on YouTube, something in the physical world. 212-433-WNYC. And Nick in Windsor Terrace, you're on the air. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Brian. Good to talk to you again.
Same here. So what did you like or dislike in 2012?
I would like to dislike Brooklyn completely.
Oh, no.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm getting sick of hyphens. You know, every time I go to a restaurant, it's a roof-grown, locally farmed, you know, I can't take it anymore for $20. And everything's cash only now because hipsters don't have credit. And lastly, like, I've been wearing plaid shirts since I was 12. I have a beard since I was 19. I make my own wine, and now I'm a stereotype. I didn't want to be a stereotype. I just wanted to be me.
Poor Nick, just being himself, and now all of Brooklyn is trying to be him, and so he dislikes all of Brooklyn. Oh, there you go. John in Paramus. Hi, John.
How you doing, Brian? I liked Homeland, but I could not stand the movie The Master. My cousin Ann from Staten Island still won't forgive me for making me recommend it to her. It was the most hyped movie I ever heard of. I went there, dragged my wife and everyone else, and everybody, when we went to the movies in 68th Street, everybody hated it at the end.
Who was in that?
With Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Amy Adams. Is the one about the Scientology type of thing.
Oh, so give me your one-line pan. What was so bad about it?
Made no sense at all. Absolutely no sense at all at the end.
Made no sense. John in Paramus. That's going to be in some anti-blurb. Jay in Seacliff. Hi, Jay. You're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian. I had a chance to do some traveling in 2012, and I found out that I love New Zealand and did not like, maybe even hated, Tahiti and Moorea.
Wow. What was there to hate about Tahiti and Moorea?
It's polluted, overcrowded, over-commercialized, you know, big cruise ships coming in and flooding the downtown of Papeete, and not such a nice place as you'd imagine, you know, reading about it and thinking about it.
Yeah, you'd think that Tahiti is paradise.
Exactly. It's not. Stay away. Stay far away.
What did you love about New Zealand?
Well, the people and the terrain. The South Island is like one big botanical garden. It's absolutely stunning.
Thank you very much. David in Massapequa Park. You're on WNYC. Happy New Year, David.
Hi, Brian. I'm on.
You are on. David, sorry. Did we lose you? Are you still there? I think David's phone crapped up. Josh in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Happy New Year, Josh.
Hey, Happy New Year.
What did you like or dislike in 2012?
So I just downloaded this new app called Spun. It's kind of an event it's kind of an event app and a news app. It has this amazing 3D design, and it switches with you. So every time you switch a city, it updates you on everything that's going on, like restaurant openings, museum showings, and stuff like that. You just have to download it. It's like this. It's hard to describe, but it has this like great 3D design that you can swipe and go to a different part of the app. But I would definitely check that out.
And it's called Spun.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you very much. On our webpage, what did you like and dislike in 2012? Someone writes, I dislike Russia banning U.S. adoptions. The fact that Russians live in a nation with such a low life expectancy makes this doubly cruel. All right. Lauren in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there. I love your show so much.
Thank you. And what else did you like in 2012?
I disliked a new traffic light that they put at the end of Atlantic Avenue right by the entrance to the BQE. It used to be kind of a free-for-all, but everyone was so nice, and everyone would wave each other through, and we would honk our thanks. And now they put a traffic light just to turn left to get on the BQE, and now it's a total cluster because you have to hurry against the light, and everyone's mad at each other all the time. And it was a totally unnecessary overregulation of that intersection, and I dislike it.
Huh. Report it to the DOT because they, you know, they're sometimes fairly responsive to things like that if they're not working out.
I didn't know that. I hadn't even thought of that. I'll try it.
Okay, Lauren, thanks for calling. Happy New Year. And how about Enrique in Manhattan? Hi, Enrique.
Hey, Brian, how are you? I love your show. I've listened to it for years.
Thank you.
What I've enjoyed and liked very much in 2012 is the release of the world's first skateboard spike and spike boarding.
Spike boarding is, for those who don't know?
Spike boarding is a equal mixture of skateboarding, stand-up paddling, as well as cross-country skiing for the very first time ever in the world. A Nordic cross-country ski move with the upper body is seamlessly connected with a skateboard kick. As well, the second innovative stroke is called stand-up spike, where the two feet remain on the board and you spike and thrust backwards using a skateboard spike, which uses the same exact spike that has been used by cross-country roller skiers for the last 45 years.
All right. Cool description. Spike boarding 101. And Enrique likes it. Thank you. David from New Jersey writes on our page, I dislike how the country has become so politically polarized that every important issue at hand seems to end in a stalemate. I liked my 14-year-old daughter introducing me to Modern Family. Matt in Jersey City. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Good. What did you like or not like in 2012?
It's a small self-published book called Blackwell by Michael Gunter. It's a science fiction book about a couple of aliens who show up at this couple's ranch in Wyoming. But it's a really beautiful book about humanity and the search for humanity and it's also kind of a spiritual book about how this couple connects with their spirituality through this, you know, strange alien couple that arrives. And it also takes place a little bit during the September 11th attack. So there's this sort of connection to New York City as well. It's a really beautiful book. And I think it's self-published. That's you were talking about that before, the publishing industry.
Right. Matt, thank you. The book is Blackwell, recommended by Matt in Jersey City. Gail in the Hudson Valley. Hi, Gail. You're on WNYC.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year. What did you like or not like this year?
What I dislike in 2012, which I hope gets improves in 2013, is people's dramas, people who create dramas and ruin things for other people in general. It could be like Congress not doing their job and fighting with the president about the budget. That's unnecessary drama in my mind. Family members who create dramas and spoil holidays, birthdays, whatever. Friends who do the same thing. Just drama, that unnecessary drama in people's lives.
I love it. I love how you connect the fiscal cliff debate to the drama queens and drama kings in your personal life. Gail, thank you very much. And Bob in Woodside, you're on the air. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I really loved the new new Bill Murray movie.
Uh-huh.
Which is? Hyde Park on the Hudson.
Uh-huh.
It's like a short story. It's a really lovely, very, very well-observed vignette of a very powerful, organized, clever man without hitting you over the head with it. It's a great ensemble cast acting, too. What I dislike this year is the new Jackson Heights Pedestrian Mall, which looks like they collected all of the traffic stanchions from 9/11 and surrounded this one block with these big blocks of granite. And it's a magnet for winos, malingerers. It's an awful idea.
Thank you, Bob. The Bob and Woodside like and dislike list of the new Bill Murray movie, Hyde Park on the Hudson, and the Jackson Heights Mall. And we leave it there for that topic, but keep them coming. People like seeing these on the website, so keep posting your likes and dislikes to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Crowdsource a like and dislike list for other people to take advantage of so they know what to check out and know what to avoid, at least according to you. And again, that's at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and thanks a lot.